So we're in Dalet Amud Aleph, and opposed to the other two chaburas, it's a little more outside, less in the direct sugya, but it will be important and be a segue from what we're going to talk about in a week or so about the Melechus Yontif in general. So we have, as we continue the whole discussion about the Bishanolda and about Hachana, the Gemara on the bottom, as the line's third wide line, has a Machlokes, Rav Rabbi Yochanan of Itmar Shabbos Yontif, Rav Amar Nolda Bizeh Sur Bizeh, and the Gemara first says that they're arguing about Kedusha Achas, and then the Gemara says that can't be because we pass in Shtei Kedushos, and Rav himself says we pass in like Shtei Kedushos, rather arguing about Hachana. In fact, arguing about Hachana, so that the Rishonim speak about is a very important point about Shabbos Yom Tov, because the Gemara said the problem with Hachana is by Yom Tov, that Shabbos Hal Yom Tov, that since the Beitza was Nigmar, ready me esmol, so it didn't have a proper hachana l'chol. But here, if it's no late on Shabbat on Yom Tov, so the seemingly it shouldn't affect the next day. It had proper hachana. That's where Tosfos talks about the leida also being hachana. There's a big machlokes we've shown him if that leida of being hachana is that nisra derabbanan and nisra deraisa. If you want to look, the Rashba talks about that, and the Tosfos and the Karban Nisanel and the Ramban and the Milchamos all discuss that. But that's in terms of hachana. So we're going to focus more on the Gemara's Havamina, that their machlokas, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, are Kedusha Achas and Shtei Kedusha. So how would that work? Why would that affect the Beitza being born on, let's say, Shabbos prior to Yontif? Nolda Bezeh, Asur Bezeh. So why would it be us or the next Yontif or not? So Rashi explains Shabbos, Yontif, Asmuchad, V'hu Adin, Yom Tov, V'Shabbos, right? It makes no difference whether it's Shabbos preceding Yom Tov, or Yom Tov preceding Shabbos, Kedusha Achasi, Harin Ki Yom Echad Aruch, and therefore be Aser, right? Because the Beitza that's Nolan and Yontif didn't have Achana, so therefore it's Aser and Yontif, and if Shabbos and Yontif are the same one day, then it would continuously be Aser. If there's Shtei Kedushos, so then it would be Mutter, because the whatever problem that existed on the day that it was born falls away when there's a new Kedusha of Shabbos that comes in after Yontif. So what exactly is this concept of Shtei Kedusha Kedusha Achas? So the Gemara already alludes to, when it's asked the steer and Rav, and says, Halach ka'arba zakinim, v'aliba d'ralazar d'amar Shtei Kedusha Sein. What is that statement that we paskin like Rav Elazar, the arba zakinim, v'aliba d'ralazar, that says Shtei Kedusha? So that's a very complicated, if people had a chance to look at it, we're not going to go through the details, but it's a very complicated sugya and Erevin, about whether or not a person can make an Erev Tchumen on Shabbos preceding Yontif, and can he switch the Erev between the 2 days, right? Can he say that today my Erev is going to be from this point, let's say in the east, and all Alpayim Amma going that into that direction, and then tomorrow I want to flip the Erev and go the other direction? That if you hold the Shtei Kedusha, so then you can make any Tanah you want in the Erev, because whatever you had going one direction on Yom Tov doesn't affect the other new Kedusha of Shabbos. But if you hold Kedusha Achas, so then you can't do that. And then the Gemara asks, well, if the Sheet doesn't say that you can't do that and it's Kedusha Achas, then you should also get a Kula. And that is that if the Erev gets eaten up at any point on Shabbos that's preceding Yom Tov, so then you're still good. Because the normal halach is that if you put an Erev down on Friday afternoon Bein HaShemashos, the Erev is Chal. And no matter what happens to that Erev after that point, on a regular Shabbos, the Erev gets eaten up by an animal Shabbos morning, so you can still carry, because as long as the Erev is Kona Yer Shvisa at that point. So I would say that if there's one Kedusha, if I put my Erev down on Bein HaShemashos of Shabbos, and then it gets eaten up on Shabbos, so I'm still good even the next day, because one Kedusha. So then the Gemara says that the Shittos, the Chacham that hold that it's Kedusha Achas, don't go that far and even hold it Lekula, because they're Mesupik about if it's Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos. But if they really did hold it, then it would be a Chumrah and a Kula. It would be a Kula, Erev gets eaten up, it would last an extra day, it would be a Chumrah, you can't flip-flop on what sides you want the Erev to be. So that whole sugya and that whole concept of Erev Tchumen is, according to the way we paskin, is only in Isser Derabbanan. So it sounds like the whole Machlokes, Kedusha Achas, Shtei Kedushos, is Mi Derabbanan. Min HaTorah, we would say, I guess you could say either way you want, but it seems to be the Minat Torah. Of course, we would say that there are two separate Kedushas. There's Shabbos and Yontif, and it's only the Midrabbanan, the Chumra Machmir, it's a Chumra, that the treated as Kedusha Achas, and you can't play around with your Erev and move it around from direction to direction. But really, Minat Torah, there is no concept of Kedusha Achas, Shtei Kedushas. That's what you could argue, just based on the simple Gemaras. The Gemara here in Beit Daf Dalet is discussing Beit Shenolda and Hachana. So that obviously has... That obviously is only Nafkaminos for the Rabbanans in this case. And Erev Tchumen in that Sugin Erevin is also Derabbanan, but it's not so simple. Even though the Gemaras might point that way, and the Karen Ora, very important Achron in many Masechtos, so the Karen Ora and Erevin discusses this issue and raises the question whether or not maybe the concept of Shtei Kedushas and Kedusha Achas would be a concept of Minat Torah. That even though the Nafka Minan Erevin is only Derabbanan, Minat Torah we would treat Shabbos and Yontif as Kedusha Achas, and he finds support for that in Tur Rishonim, that it would be a Din D'Oraisa, and that is Rashi and the Ramban in Pesachim and Mem Zayin. The Gemara in Pesachim Mem Zayin is something. When you guys get to the second parak, we'll talk about more. The sugyas of the Erev Tavshilin and preparing for Shabbos on Yontif. So the Gemara has basically two approaches over there of what would allow a person to cook on Yontif for Shabbos, right? Because you're only allowed to cook generally on Yontif for Yontif. You can't cook for Chol. So one man, the Amr, holds that this concept of Hoyil, which is a big sugya, that since potentially Orchim could come at any point on Yontif, so any cooking that you do, even if the intention is for Shabbos, we umbrella it under this Hoyil, that if Orchim would come, you would feed it to them. And the other opinion says, no, you don't need to come on to any fancy svaras of Hoyil. It's very simple. The Gemara says that Sarchei Shabbos can be done the Heter on Yom Tov. And what's the basis for that opinion? Rashi there explains, because Kiddush Achas. Since they are inherently one Kiddusha, so that it's not a problem to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Yontif to Chol would be a problem, because they're two separate, it's Kedusha to Chol. Forget two Kedushas, right? You can't do something on Yom Kodesh and make Hachana to Chol. And if Shabbos and Yontif would be two Kedushas, you also wouldn't be allowed to cook on Yontif to Shabbos, because when you're on Yom Tov looking at Shabbos, so that day doesn't integrate to Yontif. It's a totally separate day. There's a separation in between the two of the days, so to speak, and you wouldn't be allowed to cook. But since they're one Kedusha, and then what Rashi seems to be saying, and Rashi says it when the Gemara discusses Kedusha Achas and Shtei Kedushas for Yontif Sheni, or what's the Lashon? The Lashon is it's one long day, right? Where's that Rashi? Shabbos Yontif. Oh, no, he even says it by Shabbos Yontif. So if you put the two Rashis together, one long day. So obviously you could cook on the beginning of your long day, the first 24 hours of your long day, to the second 48 hours of your long day, because it's all one day. And that is a nafkamina of Doraisus, because if it wasn't for that svara, it's Aser Minat Torah. We'll see, you remember the many drushos, that it's any time that you don't have a heter ochal nefesh and you cook on Yontif, it's an Aser Doraisa. If you cook on Yontif for Klavim and for Gayim, which there's no heter ochal nefesh, so that's an Aser Doraisa. So it would have been Aser Minat Torah to cook on Yontif for Shabbos, because it's a separate Kedusha, if not for Kedusha Achas, which makes it a heter minat Torah. So, and the Ramban also, he discusses in more detail, in the Milchamos, and that Sugim Sechem also says the same point, that Tzarchei Shabbos are Nasas B'Yom Tov, because they are one Kedusha, which would point to this really working as a Din D'Oraisa. And that would be a very important concept that we'll examine, of what exactly it means that they're one Kedusha. Right, to say they're Rabbanan, they're one Kedusha, that just means that the Rabbanan made it, that you should view it as one day, because at the end of the day, you know, when I was a kid, I used to think this all the time, that it would be like really cool if when you have Shabbos, Samach, Yontif, like you can make Havdalah for like 2 seconds in between, and like if you pinpointed when Shabbos and the Yontif start. But like that's basically the idea that the Chacham said, that really there are two separate days, and you, like, there's a hole that happens B'Vas Achas that gets taken care of by the Kedusha Hayom of Yom Tov, and we want to just treat it as a chumrah, as one day, to not, you know, whatever nafkaminas it would have, to not you not do the separation and have it continue as one day. But if you say that it's a concept d'oraisa, then it really is saying a big idea about the concepts of Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yom Tov, how they relate to each other. Kedusha Achas would mean that not just because they follow each other, right? You could come up with days that would follow each other that wouldn't make them integrate into one Kedusha. There has to be something more behind that. Before we discuss that in full, we're just going to see more about the details of this concept of what legabe, what dinim do we say Kedusha Achas and Shtei Kedushas, right? Because we have our Gemara about Hachana and Muksan, and we have the Gemara about Erev. So the Meiri here and the Rush, they both discuss a very interesting Yerushalmi. The Meiri says, there's a big long machlokas. Let's see. First, he discusses all the different types. There's different types of Shtei Kedushos, which, if we had more time, we did Yontif Sheni, we could examine. Or there's Shtei Kedushos of Yontif Sheni Shagalios. That's one type of Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos. Then you have Shabbos V'Yom Tov. Then you have Shtei Yamim of Rosh Hashanah, which are different than regular Yom Tov Sheni. And the Rambam Shita is that even though the Rambam paskins in that Sugyan Erevin, that Shabbos and Yom Tov are Shtei Kedushos, and therefore you can flip-flop your Erev. But Shabbos and Yom Kippur are Kedusha Achas, which is a big important issue in the relationship between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, which we'll get back to when we talk about Chilek Malachos that comes up, how Shabbos and Yom Kippur work together. But then the Meiri discusses where we apply this concept. So first he says, Kol she'aser berishon me'eza siba ne'aser b'sheni l'osno siba b'atzma she'in eser chatzi yom el shtei kedusha sein kol she'nolo berishon ve'in eser begufo kon b'itzu she'nolo b'tarnagos ha'medes l'gad l'bitzim ba'b'itzu o'medes l'achila afa p'isha ne'aser berishon b'din muksa in b'sheni din muksa. If you hold kedusha achas, whatever would be aser for whatever reason on day one, even though technically, if day two would have been a separate day, it would have been totally mutter, Kedusha Achas continues to be us. If you hold Shtei Kedushos, then it disappears. But then he says that maybe we wouldn't apply that to all cases. And he says, Kotzi Yerushalmi. So Kotzi Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says like this, Shirei Shemen Upsila Umadura Shekavu B'Shabbos Mutter Lahalika B'Yontov. If you have Neros that extinguished on Shabbos preceding Yontif, you're allowed to continue to light them on Yontif, even though, first he's dealing with Hachana, and he's going to relate this to Kedush Achas, even though, so to speak, they had a Hachana beforehand. They had a Hachana on Shabbos, right? The fact that they went out on Shabbos allowed you to light them on Yontif, you can continue to light them. Why? Sharaim Kivo B'Yom Tov. Because if they would have went out on Yontif, you're allowed to burn things on Yontif. Shabbos, you're not allowed to burn them. So a Hachana of Shabbos allowed you to burn things on Yom Tov. But if they would have, but today there's nothing wrong with relighting extinguished fires. So should you say the 2 days affect each other? So he quotes the Machlokes if whether or not you say Shtei Kedusha or Kedusha Achas here, meaning that you have something which is mutter. If that situation would have occurred on Yontif, but it would have been Usar on Shabbos. So it's a contrast that with our Gemara of the Beitza Shenolda, right? With this Beitza would be Nolad on Shabbos, it's Usar. If it's Nolad on Yontif, it's Usar. So the Dina in the Gemara is, if it's Nolad on Shabbos, and then Yontif follows, do we say Kedusha Achas, and we can continue the whole thing, because if it would have been Ke'ilu, if it would have been born on Yontif also, it would have been Usar. But what about things that are, the general case would be, I don't think you can have an opposite case, things that would be Mutter on Yontif, and we're Usar on Shabbos, so even those things will we say Kedusha Achas for? Kedusha Achas eclipse the Heterim that we have on Yontif, but a Nair can't be lit on Shabbos. Then we would say, fine. So that's Usar on Shabbos. And as soon as Yontif comes, even if it's Kedusha Achas, the Heter, the light Neros, should allow you to continue on Shabbos. Right? What is it? Which he quotes a lot of different shittos about this. He says, Mikomakom Ikar Advarim. First he thinks Yerushalmi is about Hachana, and you can see when you look back in your review about Hachana, you can look at this Yerushalmi and his perspective on it. But in terms of Kedusha Achas, he says, Mikomakom Ikar Advarim, Shashitas Yerushalmi Halechas Ladas Kedusha Achas. Kemosh Amr Sham Rav Chizda Bai Machlav Shitas Derav, Tamanu Avda Shte Kedushas Vekan Kedusha Achas, Havaladatenu, Shain Shte Kedushas Mutter, Vechain Maisim Cholyom Bate Kinesios Lahalika Shishios. Since we pass in Shtei Kedushas, we're allowed to light the candles. But if we pass in Kedusha Achas, we would not be allowed to light the candles. And then he says there are some people who say that it's not true, that even if you hold Kedusha Achas, we don't apply it to, we only apply it to things like Muksa. I'm just trying to find that line. Let's see. Here we go. Kamakom ani omer she'af le'divrei omer she'shabbos yom tov kedusha achas egel she'nolid b'shabbos mutter b'yom tov. Another great example, right? Not a beitza that was some medes legadol afrochim, which would be usher in yantif. But let's say a calf is born in yantif. So a calf on yantif, there's no problem with a calf being born in yantif because you could shech the calf and eat it on yantif. You have an egel she'nolid b'shabbos mutter b'yom tov shari'af b'shabbos atzmo mutter ilmale yisr malacha shabo. But also Malacha Mutaris B'Yom Tov. The only thing that's holding it back on Shabbos is Isser Malacha. That Isser Malacha doesn't exist on Yontif, So therefore, v'lo namer din kedushachas el iser muksah the kiyotze bo. The kiyotze bo meaning things that are equally applicable to Shabbos and Yom Tov. So he has, he goes back and forth and he quotes different deos about this, but that seems to be a very fundamental machlokes about how we view kedushachas and shnei kedushos. Is it that it's one long day? Not inherently they're one long day and there's something special connection between Shabbos and Yom Tov. They're one long day because they both have one common denominator. What's the common denominator? That they have a kedusha of Yisurim. So whatever Yisurim would apply on one will apply on the other, even though technically the reason that the Osir was for the first day disappears on the second day, but since that Isir applies to the second day, it's kedusha achas. But kedusha achas can't swoop in and remove the heter ochel nefesh, or remove the heter extending from ochel nefesh to light candles, because there, you can't say that they're one day, because they're clearly two different days. It was Usher and Shabbos, for a reason, it doesn't apply at all in Yom Tov, so what are you going to say, Kedusha Achas, they're one long day? The one long day that part of what Usher did on the first day doesn't exist anymore on the second day. It's different than Beit HaShenolda, where the reason why it's Usher shouldn't apply anymore, meaning it's not Nolad, but Isser Nolad still applies on Shabbos. This technical one little Beit is not Nolad anymore on Shabbos, because it had its Achan on Yom Tov, but since the Isser applies on Shabbos, so you could say Kedush Achas. But in something like lighting candles and shechting an egel, that is totally different than a Gemar v'Achana, and therefore there's a machlokus whether or not you say Kedush Achas and Shtei Kedush Achas. So if you put the two together, not saying they have to always go together, but you could hold one without the other, but let's assume, you know, the most extreme way of looking at Kedush Achas, that it is an Isser Daraisa, or not a concept Daraisa, like the Karen Ora thinks that some of the Rishonim hold, and you could even say Kedusha Achas on things that don't apply to the second Kedusha, right? You will say Kedusha Achas about the Heter Ochel Nefesh and Yom Tov. So how exactly do you understand this? So that gets to a very big question, which we'll deal with, we'll save this when we deal with Malachas Ochel Nefesh, but it's a really broader question than just the Malachas, and when you take Shabbos and Yom Tov and you examine them, what's the relationship between them? Would you say that really they're basically two very similar days? Shabbos, there's Isser Malacha, and there's Isser Malacha, there's an Aseh of Shabbason, you have Chiyuve Mitzah on Shabbos, you have Kiddush on Shabbos, and there's the day has an inherent Kiddush Tayom, and we also have to be involved in being Mekadosh Tayom, so to Yom Tov is a very similar thing. And there are very technical differences between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that's just because you have Xeris HaKasuv of Heter Ochel Nefesh, and that's basically what the Mishnah Megillah sounds like, right? What does Mishnah Megillah say? And Daf Zayin, Ein Bein Yom Tov LeShabbos Ella Ochel Nefesh B'Levav, which sounds like they're exactly the same thing, and there's an Ella, there's a Miyut of Ochel Nefesh. But if you open it up and you look at it further, it's not so simple. And maybe the days have two very different themes, and that would reflect in their halachos, and maybe that's this machlokas. If you hold Kedusha Achas on the level of Daraisa, and the Kedusha Achas could be Mevatel, the Ochel Nefesh, then what are you saying? That really Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same thing. And technically, there's an exception because we have Xeris HaKasuv that you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. But if there's a Shabbos that precedes the Yom Tov, and the Kedusha Shabbos can continue and flow in to that Shabbos, to that Yom Tov, so then that technical exception of Ochel Nefesh disappears, and the Yom Tov becomes really what it was supposed to be, if not for the Ach, right? It's interesting that the Pasuk, we'll see when we get there, the Pasuk that tells us that we could have, according to most, the Pasuk that we could have a Heter of Ochel Nefesh and Yom Tov is Ach Asher Yachal Ochel Nefesh. It's a Miut, Ach. What's the Ach saying? Like, stop short. Really, it should have been exactly like Shabbos. Ach, it's different just in the fact that we have one heter that doesn't apply. And if that's the perspective, then we can really understand the most extreme version of Kedusha Achas, that the Shabbos could even overtake the Yom Tov, even if you don't want to go that far, and you'll hold like the day in the Miri, that in terms of Ochel Nefesh, they're saying, because Ochel Nefesh is such a strong heter on Yom Tov, that the Kedusha Achas of Shabbos can't undo it. But everything else, even on a level of Daraisa, where to draw the line, we'll still have Kedusha Achas. And then it would be interesting to examine, would there be a difference between the Kedusha Achas of Shabbos preceding Yom Tov and Yom Tov going to Shabbos? Yom Tov going to Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to say the same exact Svara, so maybe you'd have to say a different Svara. That's why it's interesting, Lashon of Rashi, that he says, Asmuchin v'hu adin l'yom tov v'shabbos. Seems to be the same exact point, but maybe you could mechalek, and there's a lot of interesting discussions that the post can have with these types of issues. B'kiv Eger in the Tshuva in Simen Hay talks about if you have Yom Kippur, Samech l'Shabbos, and I said even the Rambam holds that that's Kedush Achas. So he tries to figure out, and it relates to our Tosfos about Migo and the Yom Sha'avar, he tries to figure out why all food is not Muksa on Shabbos. You can't eat on Shabbos, you have to fast. Why would you have to fast? Because if it's Kedush Achas, and you're going to say the Migo of the Yom Sha'avar to Yom Kippur, so then you should, all food should be Muksa. So that would really get into the similar point. You could maybe pinpoint different issues about Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Yom Kippur. Maybe the Chi of Tainus doesn't relate so much to the... There's a big discussion about Yom Kippur. Does the Chi of Tainus and the Chi of Shvisa, is that the same din or different din? So maybe the Chi of Tainus is different and won't affect the Kedusha Achas of Yom Kippur. You could take a look in the discussion that Bikubayor has. And also the Poskim talk about... they talk about Pesach, and they talk about, I think, Kinyos and Chametz. You have a similar issue when the Yantif goes into Shabbos, and there's a Prima Gadim that tries to draw lines that we would only say Kedusha Achas for things that, he's not saying that it's a Din Daraisa, but for Isurim that were Usur on the respective days as a Daraisa, opposed to, let's say, Kinyos, which would only be a Minog and an Isur and an Isur Darabbanon. And this issue of Yantif, Shabbos, Kedusha Achas, Shnei Kedushas, how drastically different the days are, so we will examine that. We're talking about Lachs Ochel Nefesh, but there are a lot of other examples as well. There's what we call like the satellite Isurim of Shabbos, right? We know there's Lamatas for Lachs of Shabbos, but there's also Chamer, and Shvisas Behemto, and Havara L'Rav Yossi, and I'm forgetting one, but all these outside Isurim, they're not exactly Los Asa Kol Melacha, but they're Isurim on Shabbos, so all of them have Diyudim in the Rishonim and Achronim, whether that applies to equally Shabbos to Yom Tov. Tosfos Pesachim talks about Havara, and there's a Ramban that talks about Mechamer, and the Minchas Chinuch, I think, talks about all these issues. Every time we have a chance to bring them up, he likes talking about all those issues, and that really might relate to the same thing, that if you say that Kedusha Achas, and there's just slight differences, so then we need to understand that why Yisurim, that are not even Melachos, should equally apply to Yom Tov, and the question's also dealt with on the positive level, on the Asay level of Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? We know that Shabbos has there's a mitzvah asay, and maybe you have to look carefully, there might be differences between the asay of Shabbos and the asay of Yom Tov, but in terms of, forget the asay of Shabbos and Malacha, but the mitzvah asay, and which we're obligated to do on Shabbos, which is like Kiddush and Havdalah, so that there's a big deal, whether or not Kiddush and Yom Tov is a mitzvah d'oraisa, even though it's clear for the most part that Kiddush and Shabbos is a mitzvah d'oraisa, what level of Kiddush is a big discussion, Kiddush alakos, or Kiddush bedvarim, Kiddush betfilah, the Magen Avraham and Minchas Chinuch, they all talk about that. What parts of Kiddush is daraisa? But there is something that Zachar Siyom Shabbos the culture, there's a mitzvah Kiddush daraisa. So what about Yom Tov? So that also might relate to this point that if maybe Yom Tov and Shabbos in terms of the assays are a little bit of different types of kedushas. They're not kedusha achas, and Kedusha Achas of Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos is to be Mekadesh what already exists, where like the Gemara in Bracho says, there's a difference between the Bracha that we make on the Mekadesh Hayom. Right, on Shabbos we say Mekadesh HaShabbos, and on Yom Tov we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. And there's actually a deal in the Poskim, if you mix up the Brachos, mainly if you make a Shabbos Bracha on Yom Tov, sorry, Yotzei or not, and they talk about this issue, they say, which is not exactly the same point as Kedusha Achas, but there's the Lashon and the Rishonim, that Yom Tov is Ikri Shabbos. Yom Tov is also called Shabbos. So the fact that Yom Tov is also called Shabbos, maybe that should allow you to bid the Eved B'Yotzei by mentioning Shabbos, but Lechachila, the way the brachas are set up, is emphasizing different themes of Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? Shabbos, we just say Mekadesh HaShabbos, because the Kedusha, as the Gemara in Brachos says, is Kviya V'Kaima. The Gemara in Beitz also says that the Kedusha is already set, Kedusha Shabbos, whereas Kedusha's Yom Tov is totally on Klal Yisrael, totally on our Kiddush Beis Din. So from that point, maybe you would look at their Kiddushos and what they're trying to commemorate, totally different, right? Shabbos is Zechel Ma'aseh Breishis, Yom Tov Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, but there's also an aspect of Shabbos of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's an important Brisker Rav Ala Torah about that, in I think it's in Parshas Kisisa, I think, about the two Dedim of Shabbos Mitzrayim, and Shabbos Ma'aseh Breishis, but let's say the main theme is Shabbos Ma'aseh Breishis, so Yom Tov might be different in that regard, maybe that's why Kiddush would only be the Rabbanon, and that the whole question is, in terms of the contrast, the Kviya V'Kaima versus us being Mekadosh Yom Tov, how do we view Kiddush on Shabbos? The Rambam says that the mitzvah's kiddush is a side point, but the Rambam mentions that the mitzvah's kiddush on Shabbos is the zechiras shevach about the day, to praise the day. That's the point of kiddush. But the Ramban al Torah sounds like the point of kiddush on Shabbos is more similar to what we're describing by Yontif. That even though the kiddush of Shabbos is kviya v'kaima, it exists, there's still a mitzvah on us to be mekadish the Shabbos. Kiddush is literal for the Ramban. According to the Rambam, it's not literal. I don't know why we call it Kiddush, but it's Divrei Shevach about Shabbos. According to the Rambam, it's our way of, even though the Kiddush is there, to stating that the Kiddush is there. I don't think...
What? It's Avdol thing also, right?
That's Avdol, right. So that would be Nafka Mita. Meaning, according to the Rambam, Avdol and Kiddush are the same exact thing. Because they're both, there's bookends of mentioning Shevach HaHodah in the beginning and the end of Shabbos. That's exactly what the Rambam says. But according to the Rambam, Havdalah can't relate to Kiddush, because Kiddush is a Mekadish, so what's Havdalah? You know, making it into Chol, can't really do that, so then Havdalah would be a different din according to Ramban, exactly. And I don't think the Ramban makes this comparison, but I don't remember the first one that, who does this, but the Achronim compare the Ramban to a Bechor, right, a Bechor Behemoth. The Gemara says in Nedarim that even though a Bechor is Kodesh Meirechem, right, as soon as it comes out, firstborn animal, it has Kedusha, and you have to have certain Dinim, you have to be Makron and Mizbeach, but mitzvah lahakdisho, even though it has kedusha, and no matter what you say, opposed to a regular karban, where you make the kedusha in a karban, bechor, if you don't say a word, it still has kedusha, and it's usher for you to act in a unsanctified way towards the karban. But there's still a mitzvah for the bialim to say you're kodesh. So that's the way they understand the Ramban. Also, Shabbos is there. There's still a mitzvah for us to be mekadesh. So depending how you understand our role in Shabbos of Kiddush, maybe would affect Yom Tov. And the Rambam's Lashon is, there's a Rambam here, Rambam? The Rambam's Lashon is, and there's a big discussion about the Rambam Shita and Kiddush and Yom Tov. He also, when he talks about Kiddush and Yom Tov, he says that because Yom Tov is also Nami Ikre Shabbos. So reflecting that point, even though he doesn't pass Kiddush Achas, but in some aspects Yom Tov is called Shabbos. And Rav Chanan here has a big discussion in the Siman Yir Aleph about how far to go with that. He brings up some of the examples that I said, that we learn out. How do we know there's Kiddush on Yom Tov? We learn it out from Shabbos. And then he says, well, can we learn out from Shabbos? Can you learn out Dinim from Shabbos on Yom Tov? He says, that's the Ramban about Shvisas Behemta. We don't learn out. Tosfos Psachim about Havara. And then he says, it's not so simple, that maybe some people do draw between Shabbos and Yom Tov. And he brings another example. The Gemara says that there's, how do we know that, oh, this is a good raya, how do we know the Gemara in the second paragraph of Shua says, how do we know that ain't binyan based on Migdash doche Yom Tov? And he says, with Perish Rashi, dichsev eshab sosai tishmoru b'yom tov nam yekri Shabbos. And I think, as Yoni pointed out the first week, right, that's this Rashi and that is that about Hachana, that we know that Tzudu Shabbos, and then he says, Yom Tov is also called Shabbos. Where's that? Right? V'ein Yom Tov Mechil L'Shabbos. Yom Tov Nami Kruy Shabbos. Ubayi Sudaso Hazmana. Even though the Psukim of Hachan and Yinidin Hasudim Mizumenes is only from the Mon of Shabbos, but we can learn that because Yom Tov Nami Ikri Shabbos. So that, even though it's not the same exact discussion as Kedush Achas, with the as extreme Nafkaminos, but they really are reflect a similar point of how we understand Kedush Shabbos and Kedush Yom Tov, and that will really be a big game changer when we discuss the malachas of Shabbos and Yom Tov. The more we view them as inherently the same day, and Ochel Nefesh being an exception, so then we'll expect to find very much similarities between their malachos. And just there's one small difference of Ochel Nefesh. But if we say they're really two different kedushas, they're two different ideas, and the Heter Ochel Nefesh is part of that, so A, we would expect the Heter Ochel Nefesh to be more expansive, or maybe Hutra, which we'll see as a big discussion, and B, even when the malachos do apply, maybe there'll be significant differences between their malachos, reflecting Shabbos and Yom Tov. And just as a related issue, maybe I'll end a little earlier, but as a related issue, this Tosfos Nadaf, top of the daf. So in this machlokas about Kedusha Achas, the Tosfos says, "Hey, wait 1 second. Wait 1 second. Who says that? Or just if you guys want to, for a marmakom, if you want to take a look, in terms of the whole issue of the Meiri." And the Yerushalmi about Kedush Achas from days that, from Yisurim that don't apply to both days, so there's an important piece in the Or Sameach in Hilchos Yom Tov Aleph Yutes about that. And some Yeri here, the Rush and Simon Aleph also quotes this Yerushalmi. If you want to take a look at that. But Tosfos here says, wait one second, forget Kiddush Achas. I have a very more basic reason. You don't have to come on to fancy lamdas about Kiddush Achas. Why a beitza that was nolid from one day to the other, nolid and yantav, would be asar and Shabbos. And he says, because of the age old, what we talked about the first week of Amigo Dis Kasai, Tema, Lema the Kserva Shtei Kedushas, you can hold two Kedushas, and still Yantav and Shabbos would be asar for each other. Why? Have Amigo Dis Kasai, Labena Shmashos, Teshema Yom Shabbos, who is Kasai, Luchul Yom, the Yom Sheni. At Bena Shmashos of Motzei Shabbos, this Beitza, what was the status of this Beitza? It was Aser. The concept of Migo Dis Kasai tells us that anything of Bena Shmashos that's not usable at the beginning of that day continues to remain Aser for the rest of the day. So now when Yontif comes in that, you know, gray area of previous Shabbos, new Yontif, Bena Shmashos, so maybe we should say Migo Dis Kasai and the Beitza should remain Aser, so why do I need to come on to Kedush Achas and Shtei Kedushas? And Tosfos famously says, Dolomin Migo Mishum Yom Mishum Yom Shush L'Sha'avar. The Dafku L'Haba Min Hachikon Bein HaShemashos D'Tchilas HaYom Tov or Bein HaShemashos D'Shabbos Shem HaShabbos. We only say Bein HaShemashos Migo Dis Kasai going forward, but you can't work from backwards Bein HaShemashos to the previous day and then push it forward to the next day. We don't say it on Yom Sha'avar, we only say it on Yom L'Haba. And then he has questions on that from Noisuka and from Lulav from Esrog, and he answers that Muksa Machlas Mitzvah is different. And he alludes to Tosfos, I think we're there in Daf Lamed. There's a talks about it over there, but it comes up with Gemara and Beitza and Daf Lamed. Are we going to do this? That's the third parak?
Yeah.
The third parak? It's a fourth parak. I don't know. It's a very important sugi over there, but Etei Sukkah and Kedusha, whether or not that Muksa is a Muksa Dereisa, Muksa Machlas Mitzvah, Muksa Machlas Mitzvah has its own dinim. So the Tosfos clearly says that we don't say the Migu on Yom Sha'avar, and he separates it from the sugi of Kedush Achas Shtei Kedushas, right? So the whole assumption, the question is, hey, wait one minute, don't get involved in Kedush Achas, let's only focus on the Migu, and then so we don't say it going backwards from the previous day to the next day, we only say it going forwards, and therefore you won't say it between Shabbos and Yom Tov. So before we see if there's any opinions or arguments also, so there's a bunch, it's a very hard concept to understand, anyone who maybe you guys worked on it, have a suggestion, right? Why should this make a difference? The klal is that it wasn't ready, so who cares what the reason why it's not ready is? In the end of the day, what's the difference between Bein HaShemashos of Kodim Shabbos, Bein HaShemashos of Motzei Shabbos going into Yom Tov? At the end of the day, practically, right? I guess you have to say at least this, that Migul Dis Kasai is not just practically, I don't have an ability to use this. If that's what it's about, that practically, I can't use this Bein HaShemashos, so then I put my hands up, I step back for the whole day, then it shouldn't make a difference which Bein HaShemashos it is. Practically, when Yontif comes in, let's be able to tweak it, practically when Yontif comes in, I can't touch this item. I can't use this item. Okay, it's because of Shabbos, but doesn't matter. Practically, I can't go near it. So that should kick in my das, or however it works, pushing it out. And we should say, Migo Dis Kasai. So at least that much we see from this Tosfos, that's not the Pshat. The question is, what is the Pshat? Why wouldn't we say Migo Dis Kasai? Any suggestions? How would it work? There's no suggestion. You say, how would that work? I mean, if Migo Dis Kasai is a very simple, just, you know, ABCs, that's the way you teach it to a first grader, so what would you say? That if you can't use it, Migo Dis Kasai, just translate it, Migo Dis Kasai Bein HaShemashos, you push to the side Bein HaShemashos, push aside the whole day. So if that's the klal, so even Bein HaShemashos, the Motzei Shabbos, going into Yom Tov, right now, at this Bein HaShemashos, I can't use this item. I push it aside. It's true, if you examine deeply the reason why I can't use it, it has nothing to do with the day that's coming up, but it has to do with the day that just finished, or is about to finish, but why should that make a difference? If the rule is just that, I push to the side. On a simple level. So there's a few different mahalchim in this. If you didn't have a chance to fully look at this, but Rav Shechter has a piece in his Sefer Ginas Egos, I think it's Simon Zion, but you'll find the table of contents. I don't think it's based on what he says over there. You can take a look. So I just quickly saw, you have to think about it more, but I quickly saw in the Achronim two different explanations, and I think maybe one will fit better. You'll tell me with the Lashon of the Ritva in Sukkah. So Rav Achanan over here has a small piece. Not so small, he says, quotes Tosfos. Like this. Lo muksa machlas yom sha'avar, v'hainu mishum daha da'aser b'tchilas yom Shabbos, Eino elam im deya suffik etzleinu. The reason why it's usher from the beginning of Shabbos is because we have a suffik of bein shmashos. But klapi shmaya, we know really either Shabbos is over or not. Klapi kame shmaya galya to be emes umbatur. Will come on lamin alf bayis shenifchas notuli makom a pesach perash ashim shem dolek eli yisur the rabbanon poscha vel imay asim the reis la poscha havi muksa afshu dvar heter. So he proves that from a case, we don't have to get into the details here, he proves from a case that even though technically it's mutter, there's no isurim that are riding upon a certain object, but since a person can't practically get to it, it's munach in a place that you can't get it from, Gemara Laman Aleph, so that itself makes a mutter. So why? This is similar to what I was saying. It's another nafkamina. If you take it, let's say, in a simple explanation, so it doesn't matter why. Even if it's mutter, and there's nothing in the chefsa, the way we would say it, that's blocking you from reaching this item, but practically you can't get it, you should say hasachadas. Who cares that Beit HaShemashos, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really knows that it's not Shabbos right now. In the end of the day, since I practically can't get to it, we should say Migul Deskasai, and then he has another question on this. So he answers like this. That, it's true that if something is mutter and I can't get to it, that's one form of having muksa. But here, if the reason why something's muksa is because of the yisur, aval ima hu b'emes yisur, lo mahani mashi yodea shub nitar achar b'nei shmashos, shmachi muksa machvas yom sh'avar shari, shavayus nayubei, the kamishma agelya shub mutter. First of all, b'nei shmashos of Motzei Shabbos, we know, if we were able to know, that there really is a point in time that it becomes mutter. The ash befall in yochel ishtamish, but maybe you'll tell me, oh, like I just said, that I can't practically use it. And once I can't practically use something, it becomes muksa. So zeh mahani taima di odeya shiyumutter la'achar bein hashmashos v'lo siyech taitelar. This is what we discussed in the first year, that very good, right now I can't get to it. But I'm going to be able to get to it. The reason why it's usher is going to, or the reason why it's practically unreachable for me, and why I was mesiyech das, that's only lasting for a short amount of time. The whole point of Migul Deskasai is that the reason why it was originally usher falls away and remains usher. So we said, what's the machlokus of Yehuda B'Shimon? Is that Reb Shimon thinks, yeah, but still a person's das somehow deep down in his lower subconscious of his mind, he really knows that he could get it, and Reb Yehuda says, no, you can't. So then this becomes very strange. So you have to say something like what we were saying before, that that it's more than just a person's das. So he says that in Bein HaShemashos of post-Shabbos, you have two things going for you. First of all, the Isser that you think you can't have it, that Isser is not inherent, right? It's because it's only Bein HaShemashos. If you were able to pinpoint that Shabbos is over, you'd be able to go grab this item. And then you'll tell me, well, it doesn't matter, because even if I'm not living in a world where I could pinpoint, so even if I knew it was Mutter, but practically, since the Halacha tells me I can't grab it, it's like I was Mesiach Tato even without the Isser. It says, yeah, but I know that it's going to become mutter later on. So that's what helps you from Bein HaShemashos of Tchilas Hayom, of Sof Hayom, but Tchilas Hayom, that point won't help you, because the Isser is going to remain, right? There, the Bein HaShemashos of post Shabbos, the Isser is about to leave, so it becomes like a Dvar Heter. But the Bein HaShemashos of Tchilas Shabbos, so that maintains, continues to be an Oser, so you can't say, oh, it's good, if, you know, I know that the reason why it's going to hold me back from taking this item right now is falling away. It's not falling away. It's coming on. It's continuing for the rest of Shabbos. So therefore, we apply Migul Deskasai. So that's his explanation, that both aspects of Muksa do not apply in post-Shabbos. First of all, it might actually be Mutter. And even if it is actually Mutter, normally I push away from my mindset the whole day because at some point it's going to be Usher. But here, it's going to fall away. At some point it's going to be Usher because we're dealing with Bein HaShemashos of post-Shabbos, so that's what makes it different. So that's what Rav Elchanan says, and Chazon Ish, I think, just look at this carefully, makes a different point. Let's see if we can figure it out. If not, we'll hold off on it. I think it's in Siman Chaf Aleph. What am I saying here? Doesn't Must be all stuff out of. Just give me 1 second. We can't find it. This looks right. Hold off on this, but I think what he says is arguing. Let's check one more place. Found it. I'm out. Could just unbox it. So let's see where it is here. Shimizu. He in this country over here has a well-known mahalach, different than what we presented the first week from the Fika Yam and of Soloveitchik about Migul Diskasai. You have to go through the sugyas, you know, more carefully that he's quoting from. But he's in the Simen Memal. So I think within the Simen, he addresses Migul Yom Shavar. If I can't find him, I'm going to give up. But I think he says that it's more about the practical ability that a person can't reach it. Right? You don't have to come on to the Isser. That's going to continue. I'll find it. I'll give it to you after. I'll take up as much time. I thought that the Ritva in Sukkah has a clear saying something to give us somewhat of a hezber on what's going on here. Whereas a lot of sukkah is the Gemara that Tosfos deals with about the Esrog, where a person can make a Tanai in his Esrog every day. So then there's a machlokas in the Gemara. Does that, this person says, it's going to be my Esrog for only one day. So you haven't pushed it aside from your usages of eating it, smelling it, for all of sukkah, just for that one day. So is it good for you to use right after you go to your mitzvah, or you have to wait the next day of Migul Diskasai? So then the Rishonim ask, well, then you should always have Bein HaShemashos so Yom Shavar every day, right? A matzah the Esrog for each day. But the Bein HaShemashos of the previous day is Aser. So the previous day of all seven. So the Ritva over here actually gives answers to that question, where he seems to assume that we do accept fundamentally we would say Migul Diskasai and Yom Shavar, and he says that the reason why, so if we do, then Tosfos' question still stands, and this is why it relates to what we first discussed. So if the Ritva fundamentally holds that we do say Migul Yom Shavar, so Tosfos' question stands. Shtei Kedushas Kushachas. So it doesn't matter what you hold, it should always be Aser because of Migul Diskasai. So he says, no, that's because it's Kedush Achas. He connects it to Kedush Achas. What's his Lashon? He says like this. Why don't we say it over there? Yeah, because there's no, you have to have at least a bridge between the two Bein HaShemashos, because the Ba'yom Sheni, Ha'yorom Mimanav Shach, O Sha Yom Chol, V'Eno Tzarech HaChin, O Sha Yom Kodesh, V'Rishon HaYechol. What does he say about Kedush Achas? Not what we're saying. The Kedush Achas is because fundamentally Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same day. It's Kedush Achas because you say Migul Diskasai of Yom Shavar. Ki Isser Shal Bein HaShemashos Asur L'Chol Yom Tov. The Isser of Bein HaShemashos of Shabbos lasts for all of Yantav. Shaloh Hayelo Hechen B'Yom Chol V'Oshe Kedush Achas Mamish. It's not Kedush Achas Mamish, which is the way we're presenting it from the Karen Ora and the Ramban and the Rashi and the Meiri, that it's Kedush Achas in the understanding of the natures of the day. No, it's Kedush Achas because we're allowed to say Migul Diskasai Yom Shavar. So what would the Manda Mershtei Kedusha say? Like he just said, the days are so drastically different that the Bein HaShemashos of one wouldn't allow you to ask for the other. So that again points to the same point I'm making with Zach, that you can't say if it's a practical thing, so then it shouldn't matter like what the relationship between the two Kedushas are of the days. But it must be that the bridge connecting the 2 days, the stronger it is, so then we would say somehow that even though the muksa falls away, there's a connection between the 2 days. But if it's two Kedushas, they're two separate days, we can't have that muksa. But then when he says, how does this work, this Migul Diskasai Yom Shavar, he says the following. Let's find the right line. Here we go. V'yishafarish od dekal my damer b'yochanan be'esog diskasai lebein hashmashos misafek shvi. Filolachi lo minim be'diskasai lekula yom shmini b'migo. She'inom kin ela b'masha huksu b'bein hashmashos mamish. Midin atmo. Only something, he doesn't say yom sh'avar versus yom l'haba. Only something that was hooks b'bein hashmashos for itself inherently, let's say for now. Aval zeh, she'in ha'aksa b'bein hashmashos me'atmo. Alam de safik shvi. There's nothing inherent to this bein hashmashos that should ask for it, but rather it's just a suffix of the old day. Kevin she'avar bein hashmashos v'nizba'er shehu shmini nistalik sfeikel shel yom shvi ubo yom shmini b'hachanaso b'zeh otam lebeit shenolo b'zeh muteres b'zeh l'fi shelo nasar bein hashmashos elam din suffix yom rishon. Why is bein hashmashos of, let's say, motzi Shabbos going into yantif aser? Because maybe it's still Shabbos. Well, it sounds a lot like Vavachanan, I think. Because maybe it's still Shabbos. But once we hit Yantif, Vadai, right? It's already Seisa Kochav and Yantif. We know that it's no longer Shabbos. The Kfarn is Bayer Sveiko. The suffix over. So now you could go get it. Now you can go get it. So that really sounds, I think, in line of what Rav Elchanan was saying. You have to figure out what he means of the contrast. I understand what he means when the suffix is Nisbayer, but what does he mean, let's say, of the real Migul Diskasai? He calls it Mamish Midin Atmo. The cases that apply Lahaba, he calls it Mamish Midin Atmo. So you have to figure out how that fits into every case. And then he says, then comes a different point, that we'd only say Migul Diskasai in a Davar Shadachu Biyadayim, and this is not a case of Davar Shadachu Biyadayim. But I think this that key line of Nisbayer Miatmo, what's his lesson? Points to something similar to what we're saying to Rav Elchanan, and we'll try to find the Chazon Ish with the contrast, but that's maybe a starting point of a perspective of how to understand this concept. If you guys want to take a look at Rav Shechter, maybe have your, I'm happy to hear anyone's own thoughts on that.